Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is, my neighbor has installed extensive landscaping on my lot, which extends beyond my property line by more than 5 feet. He says that before I moved in, my seller treated this area as the property line for over 10 years. He asserts that the property line shown in the survey is incorrect. They have acquired this area of landscaping with the previous owner's consent, so I am at a loss for argument. Are they right? And my answer is, your buyer is confused. Your buyer only receives a satisfaction judgment, which prevents you from gaining possession of the property. They may have satisfied the judgment for the eviction possession. However, this does not pay off the land contract. They must pay the daily interest due under the contract, at least from the judgment date to the redemption date. This is why sellers need to have an attorney review their documents before the respective parties sign to ensure a smooth transition in their final real estate conveyance. Firstly, I need to understand the seller's role during the sale of the home. Only personal representatives of an estate are completely exempt under the law from completing the home seller's disclosure regarding the condition of the property. Homeowners who lived on the property or held it as an investment must complete the form. They are not exempt. Second, if you closed on the home without receiving a seller's disclosure statement, then you have waived your rights to sue the seller. Seller's non-disclosure or misleadingness about a home's defective condition can only be legally maintained if the buyer relied upon the statements of the seller, who knowingly disregarded the truth about a home's defect, i.e., water leaks, roof issues, etc., since you did not have a copy of a completed home disclosure statement prior to the sale, it is too late to bring an action against the seller. The lesson here is that buyers should always carefully review a seller's disclosure statement along with their A home inspection report before they close on their home. Seek legal counsel if you do not get clear answers from the seller. The next question. I had an inspection done on my new home when I purchased the property. This was over 7 months ago. Now I have water leaking in my basement. When I contacted the seller and the broker, they said that they were exempt from completing a seller disclosure statement, and so I have no case. I spent over $300K on this home. What do I do now? First, I would need to know in what capacity the seller had when selling the home. Only personal representatives of an estate are completely exempt under the law from completing the home seller disclosure regarding the condition of a property. Homeowners who lived at the property or held the property as an investment must complete the form. They are not exempt. Second, if you closed on the home without receiving a seller's disclosure statement, then you have waived your rights to sue the seller. Seller non-disclosure or misleading about a home's defective condition can only be maintained if the buyer relied upon the statements of the seller who knowingly disregarded the truth about a home's defect, such as water leaks, roof issues, etc. Since you did not have a copy of a completed home disclosure statement prior to the sale, it is too late to bring an action against the seller. And the final question for today is, I opened my business over 2 years ago. I own it in my name, solely. I have never had a problem, but recently received a lawsuit threat from an unhappy customer. The customer is telling me they will go after all of my assets. My question is whether it is too late to form a company for my business, or am I screwed and exposed? Well, it's never too late to form your company. However, the courts may claw back assets transferred to your new company to avoid paying a judgment under any lawsuit this customer initiated. The biggest advantage of an LLC is limited liability. Personal belongings, such as her home, savings, and car, generally remain safe if a legally formed corporation faces a lawsuit or incurs debt. With certain exceptions, the business's debts and legal issues stay with the business, not with the individual. Always consult with a business or contracts attorney when handling legal issues for your business affairs. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.